This mint and tile picture is one of the most admired artworks in the museum. The little girl is being comforted by her dog as she spends some time out on the knotty steps. It was inspired by Britton Riviere's oil painting entitled Sympathy, which was exhibited at the Royal Academy in 1878. Riviere achieved immense popularity with the Victorian public for his animal paintings. Minton's art pottery studio was established in Kensington Gore, London, in 1871. Around 20 young ladies were employed to decorate plaques, tiles, vases, and flasks with designs by famous artists. The London studio was destroyed by fire in 1875, but hand painting on pottery continued at Minton's Stoke-on-Trent factory. Painting on pottery also became a fashionable pursuit with amateur artists in the 1870s. Leading London china shops held pottery painting classes with blank pottery and other materials provided by the Staffordshire Potteries. Howell and James opened a gallery for annual exhibitions, and more than 1,000 works were exhibited at their 1878 show, which attracted more than 10,000 visitors in 2 months. The vogue for pottery painting was so intense that the female artists were parodied in the press. Georges de Maurier's China Mania cartoons for Punch magazine satirised their effort. Framed pottery tiles and plaques were very popular as wall hangings in Victorian parlours, as they were very practical and ornamental. Unlike oil paintings and watercolours, they never faded and could be easily wiped clean from the soot and grime of coal fires and oil lamps. The drapes were designed by William Morris, who established a company with his artist friends using pre-industrial arts and crafts to decorate Victorian homes. Morris and Company fabrics have continued to be popular to the present day, and two of his favourite patterns, Strawberry Thief and Buller's Wood, have been donated to WModa by the Sanderson Design Group.